Hi, this is Christopher O'Reilly, host of From the Top. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. While this podcast is free for all of you, it actually costs our little nonprofit some significant resources to purchase rights for all this fabulous music. Please consider making a small gift to From the Top and keep us broadcasting loud and clear. Go to fromthetop.org and click on Support.
Ever heard of a kid who bought his first violin on eBay for $50? Who early on taught himself to play by watching videos on YouTube? Well, now that kid is an outstanding teenage musician, and today you'll hear him solo with the mighty Dallas Symphony Orchestra. From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. We're at the Meyerson Symphony Center, where we'll also hear a whole gaggle of Texas kids join the Dallas Symphony Pros to perform The Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Here's our host, the great concert pianist, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome, everybody. It's wonderful to be with you in one of the great American orchestra halls with one of the great American orchestras. We're here at the Meyerson with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. It's fitting that we're performing our show with the Dallas Symphony, an orchestra with a long-standing commitment to education and the encouragement of young players. And today, these outstanding musicians will be encouraging young players by accompanying teenage soloists. And as Joanne mentioned, playing side-by-side with members of the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra. And they'll be accompanying this somewhat older soloist, too, in a movement from the Shostakovich Second Piano Concerto. So let's say hello to the man who will be conducting these proceedings, the recently named Associate Conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, Thomas Hong. Maestro, thanks for helping to bring us to Dallas.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be performing with all of you.
It's been great watching you work so attentively with these kids. How has the process been for you?
Well, it's always a fun challenge to interact with students and professionals and bridge that gap, and I'm just having a great time doing it.
Also, before we start, I want to say hello to the co-concertmaster of the Dallas Symphony and our concertmaster for today's show, an alum of From the Top, Nathan Olson. Nathan, you were on a fairly early episode of our show, as I recall, yes?
Yes, that's right. Back in 2002, actually at Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco, I played with my string quartet. We played a movement from a Borodine string quartet, the Nocturne.
That's right. I think we had a skateboarding guitarist on that show, too. I don't think Davies Hall has ever been the same. It's so cool to connect again with a musician who was on our show as a teenager and has come full circle playing on our show again as concertmaster of this world-class orchestra. I mean, great gig.
Well, great to be here. Thanks for coming down.
Okay, so you two take your places while I introduce our first soloist. A lot of the young musicians on today's show have close connections to the Dallas Symphony, but none more so than this fellow. Please welcome from nearby Carrollton, Texas, 19-year-old violinist Akash Patel. Akash, I think it's fair to say you are an absolute Dallas Symphony Orchestra groupie. We're going to learn more about that after you play, but with your great affection for this orchestra, what's it like to be performing with them?
Pinch me.
Akash, tell everyone what you're going to play.
I will be playing Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto No. 3 in B minor, first movement.
Maestro Hong, when you and Akash are ready, please take it from the top. Thank you.
Thank you.
Akash Patel, 19 years old, our violinist from just north in Carrollton, Texas, performing the first movement of the Violin Concerto No. 3 by Camille Saint-Saëns with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Thomas Hahn. Masterfully done, Akash. You rock.
Aw, shucks.
Don't even have to pinch you now, huh? Akash, when you started with the violin, is it true you were somewhat self-taught?
Well, when I first started, I started in my school orchestra, and I wanted private lessons at the beginning. When I first went to my parents and I asked them for private lessons, they were like, but no. So, yeah, so I decided to go online and, you know, Google advanced violin techniques and look at videos on YouTube, and yeah.
You've done pretty well with that. Google is your friend. I guess YouTube as well. And not only that, but you bought your first violin over the internet as well.
Well, yeah. We actually looked around in the area for music stores to, you know, get an instrument. And I guess we were stupid, so we couldn't find one. So we got one off eBay for $50. It was a pretty good bargain, so...
I bet you could turn this one around now for at least 60. I mentioned before you played that the Dallas Symphony has been a big part of your life and your violin training. Tell everybody about that.
Well, 4 years ago, I auditioned for the Dallas Symphony Young Strings Program, and they help students, minority students, with getting their foot in the music world, and they... set me up with Manuel Borak, former concertmaster of the DSO. So they're the ones that really got me started, and I'm very thankful to them for everything they've done. So,
well, gosh, I'm very thankful to Emmanuel Borak as well for bringing such a wonderful student to us. I've known Manny for, gosh, 30 years. He used to be at the Boston Symphony. We played concerts together when I was in school, and so I know you've done him very, very proud. Now, you're also, it's fair to say, a groupie of the Dallas Symphony. You're quite familiar with the players, like... scary stalker familiar. What am I talking about?
So a year ago, well, not a year ago, when I, after a year of playing my instrument, I actually stalked the Dallas Symphony. So I would memorize their roster and their bios, the bios of all the different musicians. And when I auditioned for the Dallas Symphony Young Strings Program, the musicians were the judges. So I walked in and I completely freaked out because I knew all their bios. And... so, yeah.
It's like seeing baseball cards come to life in front of your eyes.
Exactly.
Akash, of course we love the idea of your memorizing facts about symphony musicians as if they were baseball players. And to revel in your zeal for this particular orchestra, we've asked you to take on a little challenge. You ready for this?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. We're going to blindfold you. And then we're going to ask members of the orchestra to stand and tell us a thing or two about themselves. Now, no names, not even instruments, guys, okay? Akash, then you, we'll call you the amazing Akash now, will identify the musician, their instrument, and if possible, tell us something further about them. No sweat, right?
Sure.
Joanne, the blindfold, please.
Okay. It's on, Chris. Can you see anything, Akash?
Nope.
Full disclosure, because we didn't want Akash to be a total nervous wreck, we limited the list of potential orchestra players we might call on. Very big of us, don't you think, Akash?
Yeah.
Okay. Anonymous orchestra member number one, please stand up and give us a brief bio. Again, no name, no instrument.
I went to school at Oberlin and the Eastman School of Music. My first solo CD... From Hafiz to Firewing and Beyond was released in 2008. I teach many students at SMU, and this will give it to you for sure. I ride a unicycle in my spare time.
Okay, your turn, Akash. Give that some thought. Who is that musician?
I believe that's Erin Hannigan, the oboist. She's also a huge dog fanatic, and she's also a big runner. She actually raises money for dogs by running marathons.
Unbelievable. Uncanny. Next anonymous orchestra member, please stand up and give Akash a clue.
I attended the Cleveland Institute of Music for 7 years. I play in the summers at the Breckenridge Music Festival in Colorado, and I can't stand the Miami Heat.
Okay. Akash, think about that for a second. Who is our mystery musician?
That's Nathan Olson. He's actually 6 years older than me, and that's not creepy at all.
Akash, I am in awe of you. You totally rock. Congratulations to the amazing Akash. Akash, later on we're going to hear a movement from a piano trio composed by a 16-year-old Dallas composer, and you're going to join us again for that. We're really looking forward to it. And again, magnificent Saint-Saëns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Akash Patel, 19 years old, from Carrollton, Texas.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at fromthetop.org. Over the last 5 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded well over $1 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne. Our second performer is another Dallas kid, an 18-year-old cellist from nearby Richardson, Texas. Please welcome Russell Houston. Russell, you're also an alum of our show. You were on a show we did in Santa Fe about a year ago. Great to see you again and have you on stage. And like Akash, you have a great history with the orchestra sitting behind us, the Dallas Symphony. What's your connection with them?
Well, growing up in the Dallas Metroplex, I used to come and see symphony concerts like all the time. And actually, the first time I ever saw a cello soloist was when I was about 10 years old and just starting out the cello. And Mr. Lynn Harrell was actually the soloist then.
Wow, and that's quite amazing because you just won the Dallas Symphony's concerto competition named after the great cellist Lynn Harrell. What was that experience like?
Well, that was awesome, especially because, like, last time that I saw him when I was 10 years old, I got this picture with him, and my eyes are shut, and it's on my it's on my refrigerator, and it's just awful. And then this time, I just walked up to him, and I was like, you know, when I was 10, I got this picture with you, and I look like an idiot. Can we take another one together?
Had to work hard for that picture, I guess, huh?
I did. That was the highlight of the day.
Now, did you win the competition with the piece you're about to play?
I did.
Tell everybody what it is.
The piece is called Shlomo by Ernest Bloch.
Thank you. We heard Shlomo by Ernest Bloch, performed by 18-year-old Russell Houston and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Thomas Hahn. Russell, you play that like you were born to play it. I hear that you love this piece a lot, but you actually have a really long-standing connection with this piece. What about the first time you heard it? What did you think?
Well, from the second that I heard it, like, I put this recording on of Pierre Fournier, and it was just the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. Like, from the second that I heard the first note, I was just like, I have to play this piece. And it's not just the cello part. Like, as you probably heard, like, the orchestra part is just fantastic, and it's just so heartfelt, and it's so deep, and I just fell in love with it immediately.
It's not exactly a deferential orchestra part. It's a panoramic piece. It's not a real virtuoso thing, but you create an atmosphere with the orchestra and a narrative that's just so compelling, just wonderful. And you say you imagine, is there a certain narrative or personality that you think about?
Well, yeah, like, even though I'm 18 years old, I try to play the piece like I'm like this maybe like 80, 90-year-old man. Because the piece is based on King Solomon, who, you know, he's like this really old man, and he's a king, and he has his whole people that he rules. And I always imagine it as like him like about to die and looking over his life and looking down at the people that he ruled and seeing everything that he did.
A lot of wisdom in the performance. Now, truth be told, you're 18, not 89. But you're already at conservatory studying with one of the great cello teachers, Hans Jensen, at Northwestern University. I know you took lessons from Hans when you were in high school here, but what sorts of things are you working on now?
Well, it's great just because, like, now I don't have to just take lessons from him weekly on Skype and flying up every month, but I get to, like, meet up with him in person every single week, so we get to work on, like, much more physical aspects of my playing, like my loosening up my bow hold and... Like, he can hear my sound a lot better, so we're working on really making my own individual sound and really loosening up my left hand as well.
Hans has a really high-powered studio. Is it a pretty competitive scene there, or is it very congenial, would you say?
Well, we're kind of competitive, but it's in, like, a friendly way. Like, everybody listens to each other play, and everybody goes out to lunch with each other and dinners and stuff, and we have parties. And, yeah, like... I can't name two people in the studio that don't like each other. It's just, like, so tightly knit, and we always tell ridiculous stories about things that Hans does. You know how it
is. He's a very funny guy, and very teasing a lot of the time. Hans also has a distinct cadence to his speech. Do all of his students do imitations of him?
Oh, you can't have a conversation without it.
All right, give us a taste of Hans Jensen.
You know, you play, like, 80% in tune. It's like... Every note is 80% in tune, and I just, like, don't know what you're doing. It's like, you gotta play, like, Mr. Intuni Funi Macaroni Funi, you know? Like, you just gotta be, like, the Beastmaster, man. You gotta just, like, just gotta do it, man. Because, like, if people try to mess with the Beastmaster, they just don't do it because, like, they know what's gonna happen, you know?
He's a real nutcase, but in a very good way.
Got a love for it.
It clearly works. Russell, stick around because you're going to be the cellist in a piano trio that'll be up soon. In the meantime, thanks for that gorgeous Bloch.
Thank you, Chris.
That's awesome. Beautiful. Russell Houston, 18 years old from nearby Richardson, Texas. Our maestro, Thomas Hong, is back at the mics. Tom, now you're going to be kind enough to let me sit in with this fabulous orchestra. Tell everyone what we're going to play together.
We're going to play the second piano concerto of Dmitri Shostakovich.
Now, this concerto is uncharacteristically cheerful for Shostakovich, and it's also very appropriate to a show featuring teenage musicians. Let everybody in on that.
Yeah, it sure is, because the father, Dmitri Shostakovich, wrote it as a graduation present for his 19-year-old son, Maxim, when he graduated from the Moscow Conservatory.
I think he was also a little bit... worried that Maxim wasn't doing his finger exercises enough. The last movement that we're going to play is replete with Hannon exercises. The Dallas Symphony Orchestra under Thomas Hong joins me in the finale of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Dmitri Shostakovich.
If you like listening to From the Top, you'll love seeing it live. We tour all over the country, and next week we'll be in Arizona for 2 live tapings. Ticketing info for our whole season is at our website at fromthetop.org. Hope to see you at the show.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from U.S. Trust, believing that the arts have a worth all their own in stimulating the hearts and imaginations of our country's best young musicians. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. We're coming to you from the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas, Texas, today featuring our young musicians performing with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Coming up, teenage members of the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra share music stands with the pros of the Dallas Symphony in a performance of The Great Gate of Kiev from pictures at an exhibition. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Today's show in Dallas is made possible with support from Jones Day, One Firm Worldwide, and Bank of America. Special thanks to WRR Classical 101 FM. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, Joanne. Before we hear that big finale of Mussorgsky Ravel, we're going to give the Dallas Symphony Orchestra a brief break in order to feature the chamber music of Chase Dobson, the extremely talented 16-year-old composer from Dallas who's standing on stage with me now. To play a movement of Chase's piano trio, we've brought back the two teenage musicians we met earlier in the program, violinist Akash Patel and cellist Russell Houston. Welcome back, you two. Chase happens to be a fine pianist, so he'll be taking on that role in his own composition. Chase, tell everyone a bit about what inspired this piano trio and give the name of the movement we're going to hear.
Yes, this is a movement of my piano trio number one. It's the second movement called Sporting of the Gods. It is based on Greek mythology, particularly Homer's The Odyssey, and it has to do with how the Greek gods kind of interact with humanity, and it's kind of all just a sport, a game for them, but it has such a really big and drastic effect on humanity.
When you're ready, please take it from the top. Thank you. Singing of the Gods, second movement of 16-year-old Chase Dobson's Piano Trio No. 1. We heard Akash Patel, 19-year-old violinist, Russell Houston, 18-year-old cellist, and Chase Dobson was our pianist, all from the Dallas area. Just such a gorgeous piece there, Chase. Bravo. And beautiful lapidary piano playing as well. Just great. Chase has joined me now at the microphones. Clearly, you're a fine pianist as well as a fine composer. So I assume you compose at the piano. You know, some composers could compose on a train. But do you work things out at the piano?
Well, yes. I have composed on a bus before. But that's not where I usually compose, though. I do usually compose at the piano, yes. I usually start by improvising, and the improvising turns into more organized thoughts, which usually those thoughts, I find that they're more like the middle of the composition as opposed to the beginning, and I just kind of build on it until I have a complete composition.
Sort of like a core of a tree, starting from the middle and building out. So you start pieces with improvisation, but you also start them with an overarching concept. We just heard your piece inspired by Greek mythology, but other cool things have inspired you to compose. Talk about your piece, Finestra.
Yes, so that was a composition for string orchestra, and it was based on an art exhibition that was at the Metropolitan Museum of Art called Rooms with a View. It featured artwork that was painted from the perspective of someone looking out a window. So what I did was I wrote three movements for string orchestra that kind of captured that sense of distance and looking at the scene from a distance.
We actually get to hear a little bit of that. Wow, who's that orchestra we're hearing?
That is the Booker T. Washington Varsity String Orchestra.
I was just amazed. We've had lots of kids from Booker T. Washington High School of Performing Arts, you know, Evan Ritter and Bella Markham, and then coming here to the Meyerson, I mean, there it is. Booker T. is right here in the middle of this fantastic complex of arts buildings that really puts Lincoln Center to shame. It must be inspiring. Well, Chase, another triumph for you tonight, and really great having you on the show, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Chase Dobson, 16 years old from here in Dallas, Texas.
If you enjoyed that clip you heard of Chase's composition, Finestra, we have the full audio available at our website, fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. Chris.
So, in the spirit of Texas, we're going to end today's show in a big way. Some of the members of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra have left the stage and made room for 39 teenagers, members of the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra, and we're about to hear The Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition, played by this hybrid ensemble. Let's meet three of the members of the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tiffany Morlam. I'm 18 years old, and I play the viola.
Hi, I'm Morgan Mitchell. I'm 16 years old, and I play the cello.
Hi, I'm Annie Lehman. I'm 18 years old, and I play the harp.
Welcome to you all. Is it true that this is the very first time that the three of you have had a side-by-side experience with the Dallas Symphony?
Actually, yes, it is, and it's so exciting for all of us, and we've all been bouncing around backstage having a great time.
So have you been calm as can be leading up today, or are you a little nervous? Morgan, how do you feel about this whole project?
I think we've all been a little nervous.
Annie, I how about you? I understand, you know, with your big instrument, I know you've left several dents around the house. You're a little clumsy.
Yes,
with that.
I'm extremely clumsy. That's just kind of like my thing. And today especially, I was really nervous about like bumping into something or like stepping on someone's like big expensive instrument and ruining it. That'd be so awkward.
We probably shouldn't have you standing so close to the lip of the stage either.
I'll risk it.
But like other young players on today's show, you have strong connections to this orchestra. Morgan, you study with a member of the DSO, and Tiffany, you're a member of Dallas Symphony's Teen Council. Tell everybody what that is.
The Dallas Symphony Teen Council is a group that meets, and our goal is to bring more people to the symphony, specifically young people, and I think that's a really important part of growing up, especially in this wonderful city such as Dallas. And we get to program a concert at the end of each season, around then, in June, and we get the opportunity to interview people in the orchestra, like the conductor and several musicians. That's something I really enjoy doing, to get their perspective.
Sounds like a really fun program. And I know that this building is magical for you all. Morgan, is it true that you actually daydream about it?
Yes, especially because I go to Booker T. Washington, which is a school just 3 buildings down. I can be sitting in algebra and look out the window and see the building sitting there, and all thoughts of algorithms, it just seems so trivial, and I just start thinking about playing and the building, and it's just amazing.
Well, I hope you get to play in this hall as a member of the Dallas Symphony someday, and I hope that all of you achieve your musical dreams. Okay, guys, go join your colleagues from the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra. Take your seats next to a Dallas Symphony pro and get ready to make great music together. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage the associate conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, Thomas Hong. Tom, thanks so much for helping us out today. It's been a real honor.
What a pleasure. What a great concert.
Tell everybody again what we're going to hear performed by this amazing orchestra made up of Dallas Symphony members and their young counterparts from the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra.
We're going to perform the finale from Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mazursky, and the title of this finale is The Great Gate of Kiev.
A fitting finale. Before you begin, we want to send thanks to the music director of the Greater Dallas Youth Orchestra, Richard Giangiulio, for preparing these young players so well. And I want to thank all of our young performers and the superb Dallas Symphony Orchestra for making this such a memorable experience for all of us. Oh, and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Tom, Maestro, and players young and somewhat older, you can take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley and Tim Banker, with music producer Tom Denieri. The tour producer is David Balsam, and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Ouellette, with David Forbes and John Servies. Orchestra mix by George Gilliam. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. To download an application to appear in our program, visit fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. From the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.
Thanks for downloading this week's From the Top podcast. If you liked what you heard, head over to our website, fromthetop.org, where you can listen to every show in its entirety. I'm Christopher O'Reilly. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.